This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, we're launching into the third hour of the program. The first hour, we talked mostly about cryptocurrency and the impending war between Bitcoin Cash and some challengers who believe they know the true way Bitcoin Cash should be. And
they're Satoshi's vision.
They're going to spend a whole lot of money trying to prove it by going heavy into a hash war. We can talk more about that. Second hour of the show ended up being a conversation about libertarian socialism in relation to cryptocurrency, property ownership, and Greg was on the line with us for most of it. He's actually now in our chat room over at the Discord server, so if you didn't hear enough of Greg and you want to talk to him yourself, he's there. In fact, the folks on the Discord server over the last few nights have been very active in the voice chat room as well. There was like a dozen people in there last night after the show.
Wow.
And they're having a lot of fun on the Discord server. It's free. You can go and get interactive with the other listeners and some of the hosts of the program and some of the other great shows on LRN.FM. So go to discord.lrn.fm. You can do that as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. By the way, with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Ben.
And Mark.
Let's go to David. He's in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, howdy. Yeah, well, you had a real couple of good calls there. That was very, very interesting. You know, for years, I've been pushing this idea that we need to either do a jubilee or just abandon the concept of money because it's supposed to represent our reputations. But, if somebody comes along and steals all
Wait a minute. How is money supposed to represent your reputation?
Well, the more you acquire, it's supposed to represent in some way your acumen and abilities.
But that's not necessarily true. I mean, I can see why somebody might say that, but certainly people have acquired money through some illegitimate means.
Or inheritance or whatever.
Like the government.
A baby could acquire an inheritance.
New money. Yeah, new money, kids, right. And that sort of thing. So it doesn't really hold true. And tell me what you mean by a jubilee. What is that?
Well, and that goes to the idea that if society is supposed to be held together with money, some sort of a social network which everybody believes in. You know, I use green paper, you all use the same green paper, but it's on the other side of the continent. It's commonly believed that it has value.
Mm-hmm.
But if some evil tyrant acquires a massive amount, and the previous caller was talking about hoarding money, which is very common, and that's been discussed, I think, even in the New Testament, the idea of don't bury your money in the ground. You're supposed to work it. And the idea
New Testament prohibitions against usury probably kept Europe in the Middle Ages for at least 500 years. I mean, the Dark Ages were perpetuated by usury laws.
Well, if you're living in a desert, you don't have the ability to pay 2% interest on a note. You don't have the ability to pay 1% if you're living in...
What are you talking about?
But why would I... Usury laws. Usury laws are prohibitions against giving interest for loaning money. But the question is if I can't get interest on my loan, why would I lend money?
Because it has other advantages to you. If somebody decides to, if you lend money, to build a canal, an irrigation canal, and then that canal is able to help your agricultural system work, it becomes a structural advantage, and everybody gains by it. And then
that's a true statement.
Yeah, you're presuming that rich people are in control of some piece of land or something and want, irrigation. Like if I'm
well, no, he's pointing out the you asked a question of why somebody would lend money. You said I, but somebody could lend money for the purpose of benefiting the community. That is a you know, legitimate reason
sure.
to do it. It's going to cut out a lot of people who just want to make money off of lending money. But
well, it also centralizes things or localizes things. So if I would be likely to lend for a canal that I see as necessary in my community. However, I would be unlikely to lend for a canal that someone might claim is necessary in three communities over.
Right.
How would I know?
Right.
Well, the point that I'm leading to is that money, most people have no training in economics. They have no
sure.
training in basic money skills, much less macro or microeconomics. And so money, whether it's the super rich who just inherit it and have no concept of its value or worth, at the age of 15, they get a Maserati and they crash it into a tree right away.
Right.
And then just go crying that they need another one. It's like the money is a game to most people, and it doesn't reflect the laws of physics. And the laws of physics say that for every action, there's a separate and equal reaction. And the laws of economics says you can have a separate and equal reaction plus profit. Well, that defies the laws of physics. And so the very concept, and this is why I raised.
Well, okay. So how can you exist and defy the laws of physics? I'm pretty sure that's.
Well,
not
you end up with
possible.
Pollution. You end up.
What
with
you're
pollution,
saying doesn't. What you're saying doesn't follow because the laws of physics do not govern wealth.
Well, you ever heard the expression externalized costs?
That's the damages.
Yeah. That's the damages left behind by people who. Basically defy the laws of physics with money. They end up polluting the land. They end up evicting people who have been there for centuries. They end up
A lot of land
workers.
That gets polluted actually ends up being polluted by companies that lease the land from the government, and the government doesn't really care about the land, so it doesn't care if the companies go in and strip mine or completely cut down all the trees without replanting, doing basically unsustainable things, whereas when it's in the marketplace and you have land, you want to make sure that land is valuable at the end of it because you want to be able to sell it later on,
that's right.
hopefully for a profit. But if you strip mine it or you, you know, strip all the trees off of it or whatever the resource is that, you know, you're just completely decimating on that land, then it won't be worth as much. So the market actually has built-in incentives to protect land and to make sure that it's in okay shape. But
well,
to go back to your point that was, I think, deserves more explanation. You made this statement about laws of physics and money. Money's just a representation of wealth. Okay, so money is just one way to represent wealth. It's not a full representation of wealth. Wealth is expressed in a lot of different ways. Wealth can also simply be the things we have access to in addition to our savings or our money. So the fact that we have air conditioning, the fact that we have heating, the fact that we have, you know, this internet to be able to communicate, all of these are wealth. These are factors of wealth. And these are things that have grown over time because most of these things didn't exist 200 years ago. They just didn't exist. So it wasn't that physics and the laws of physics were violated to create all this wealth and to have wealth increase over time. That's just the way wealth works when people are given the freedom to create things without having to beg government bureaucrats for permission. And, of course, when the government's in charge of the money.
That's not accurate to say that it wasn't in effect 200 years ago. If you just read a biography of Leonardo da Vinci, and you realize that, many of his creations were dealt with by private investors, and that was very much a laissez-faire economy out there with the Borgias and the Medicis and whatnot. Many of these issues, in fact, you could even go to Moses. The laws of Jubilee are a law of Moses. And it goes to the idea that money is a creation of man. Money is not a creation of God. And that to demand anything over, Moses was dealing with bad economics even back then. And that's what his law of Jubilee was that at certain points, you have to cancel the debts.
Yep.
And everybody gets a chance to start over.
But, you know, doesn't that mean that people don't give loans? I mean, wouldn't that stagnate the economy for like 3 or 4 years ahead of a particular loan? I mean, you know, if I'm not going to loan $50,000 to Vin if next year in 2 months bam, it's all over.
It's forgiven.
Yeah.
David, thanks for the call. I don't think we were communicating particularly effectively there. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You just go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump into those and get on the air with us here and sound almost like you are sitting in the studio with us. And the us in the studio is Ian.
And Ben.
And Mark.
I wanted to continue talking a little bit more about money since our last caller had brought it up, although as I said at the end of the call, it felt like we were talking past one another to some extent. And, you know, when I brought up the point that wealth, you know, we have wealth today that we didn't have 200 years ago. It just went straight over his head. And, and
right. Money is a representation of wealth. It's the ability.
It's one of them.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a representation of wealth. You can buy the wealth that exists with money, or you can sell the wealth that you have
and
to
get money for it.
And it's a store of value, as they call it.
Yep.
You know, is the idea. Hopefully, it's pretty steady so that you're not, you know, holding money and then losing its value over time, which of course
is what happens with government money.
It does. Yep. So you have to look for investments, which is one of the reasons the government likes a money that decreases in value, what they call an inflationary currency, is because it forces people who want to hold value to put their money into the marketplace and presumably fund the creation of new things. So when you're investing in a business, then you're making that business more valuable. They can hire more employees and create more things, you know, all that other stuff. When you buy bonds, you're loaning money to businesses at an interest rate. Presumably, that's going to make things better. When you're buying and selling speculative things like commodities, it drives that market in ways that it otherwise would not be driven. So that benefits the economy from the government's standpoint. It's simpler to just hold money. It's simpler to buy gold and silver and hold it. Generally, they've done pretty well. It's better to buy high and sell low, but, you know, nonetheless.
So if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join the discussion here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We were talking briefly off the air, and I wanted to, you know, have the conversation on the air about the idea that generally, as our last caller pointed out, he claimed he didn't want to see money exist. He would like to see it go away. And
it's a frightening statement as far as I'm concerned. These are the statements that people like Lenin,
sure,
like Stalin.
Oh, it's very much something you will hear from the mouths of Marxist communists.
Mouths.
Yeah. And that guy is a lefty, the guy that was on the phone with us there.
Yeah,
but worse than, you know, our previous caller, which we spent the hour with in the second hour, Greg, he acknowledges money. He's not saying money should go away. But the last caller thinks it should go away. It's just against human nature.
That's right.
To get rid of money.
Yeah, money is the most liquid good in a market. So it's the one thing that you can be almost assured that everybody else will trade you something for.
That's the medium of exchange.
That's all that it is. And depending upon the social setting that you're in, when you take currency out, so for instance, I mean, prison populations, you take currency out, you're going to have ore in the military, you'll have cigarettes, you'll have cans of tuna fish, whatever it is. Money is just an aspect of any market. It eventually evolves. It's an emergent property of a market. So the only way to eliminate money is to eliminate a market.
Right.
And the only way to eliminate a market is to eliminate people's ownership of anything by force, including their labor.
And now you're talking about vast impoverishment and poverty. I mean, because
yeah,
if you don't have
a totalitarian state, you're talking about slavery at that point.
If you have no ability to have a market, then it's complete control.
Yeah, money in a capitalist system allow price structure to be put in place, allow people to presume what value is. So, for instance, if I've got chickens, you've got goats. What's a pound of goat flesh worth versus how many dozen eggs is a pound of goat flesh worth?
That's right.
And, you know, anybody can call in with an answer, and they're all wrong.
Yeah.
The only way we know is that we get what people believe in a given marketplace. Money allows us to come up with pricing structure, and pricing structure just says what something's worth.
Well, you use the term capitalist system, and I think that money would exist with or without capitalism. I think the free market, you can have capitalism, you can have communism, you can have whatever kind of organizational systems that you want to. As long as it's all voluntary, I don't care. I think money is just like you were talking about, Vin, it's just human nature to create these mediums of exchange. Absolutely. I mean, it used to be people traded coconuts for chickens or whatever, and that's confusing because not everybody needs the coconut, and not everybody's got chickens needs, you know, whatever.
Well, and so, this is just looking backwards. As was mentioned here in the studio, and I think it's really worth, you know, pointing out, is that when something comes along that can replace money as a technological advance, I'd love to hear about it.
Right.
Please, by God, I'm on board.
But we've heard about it. It's cryptocurrency. That's the current replacement for the money that we've known for generations.
But it's still it's better money.
Right.
The thing. It's not that it replaces money. It's that it's a technological improvement on the concept of money.
Correct.
When we reach Starfleet level world where basically scarce resources are no longer considered scarce, energy is free, and then we have 3D printers to create, replicators to create whatever we need, basically. At that point, money will cease to exist because it will then be useless. It's a
if you can have everything you want without ever having to buy it from somebody.
When I no longer need to exchange with people in order to get the things that I need for my daily life, then money will be irrelevant.
I would argue, I have thought about this, and the thing when we get to the Starfleet level, there still is one scarce resource, because in Star Trek, there's still only one captain of the ship.
People.
Yeah.
The people.
Powers.
And so there still is a hierarchy. And at the top of the hierarchy, there's only one person. And as long as you have the scarce resource of the top of the hierarchy, and you have people who want that scarce resource and are competing for it, you still got a market. You still got negotiation, and you're still going to have money, man.
I don't know if that's going to make money, because at that point you're looking for power.
You wouldn't need to get paid. It would just be the power that would be
right. So, you know, here I am, low-level science officer,
sure.
Right?
The red shirt? Are you a red shirt?
Not a red shirt, thank you.
Yeah, red shirt. Don't want to be a red shirt, man.
I'm a blue shirt. And, you know, Vin, you're the captain of the ship, and you tell me, you give me some order that I'm like, you know, drop me off at the next asteroid. Go take it and shove it. Without money, this is the thing is that many of the reasons that we have functional hierarchies today is because people want to get, they need to pay the mortgage.
That's right.
And without having to pay the mortgage, then, and I've heard it said many times, I used to work with law enforcement a great deal for many years, and I was told, if I win this lottery, I'm going to take my badge, I'm going to poop on the colonel's desk and take my badge and shove it right in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Right there. All right. So, I mean, money is the way that, in many ways, this hierarchy is maintained. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how the hierarchy could
might not
be
exist without the money, is what you're saying.
I love what I do, and I love building projects, but I would not work as hard as I do on my current project right now. I simply couldn't. If I wasn't receiving, consummate value for it.
Well, if you had all your needs taken care of,
I wouldn't do nothing. If I had all my needs taken care of, I would sit under a tree and think, or maybe write music all day.
I would do things. I'd probably do similar stuff to what I do. I just wouldn't do it at the speed at which I do it.
Exactly. There's more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. God Said, Man Said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God Said, Man Said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God Said, Man Said.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Friends and family are mourning the horrific deaths of dozens of victims who were killed in the massive wildfire that spread through Butte County last Thursday. The town of Paradise in California is a mountainous region with few roads leading out due to steep canyons that surround it. Over 200 people are still unaccounted for as emergency crews put out hotspots and try to locate and identify bodies. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Mike Wallen.
It's tough being in a small neighborhood like I live in, and a lot of the homeowners, close to half, lost their home, and about half made it through.
President Trump today offered prayers for the victims and praised the efforts of fire crews after criticism last week about firefighter suppression efforts.
I want to thank the firefighters and FEMA and first responders for their incredible courage in the face of very grave danger.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Whether it's money in general or the next evolution of money, which is cryptocurrency, we're all big fans of that here. We can tie it back around into that discussion to come back to the war that is going to be starting up in less than 48 hours from now. It's about a day and 15 hours until the beginning of what may be a very destructive and perhaps ongoing, we don't know how long it's going to last, between Bitcoin Cash, which is also known as Bitcoin ABC, and the new competitor, Bitcoin SV, a.k.a. Yes. Bitcoin Satoshi Vision. We'll get that. We'll continue that discussion here in moments. Your calls and thoughts, of course, are welcome. Also, I want to invite you to check out our Twitch channel. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. That's where you can watch the HD quality video stream of the show, and you can also interact. There are a few people in the Twitch chat room, although most of our chatters head over to the Discord chat. It's just a better, easier, nicer platform to chat on. But either way, you can still watch us on Twitch, and you can follow our Twitch channel there. Thank you to the over 500 followers that we have so far, and to the approximately 36 subscribers that we have, people who have given us their Twitch subscription that they get for free with their Amazon Prime. So if you've got Amazon Prime, then you can link up your Amazon account with your Twitch account, because Amazon owns Twitch, so that's easy to do. And then you just send us that one free subscription you get per month simply because you're an Amazon Prime member. Because if you don't use that subscription, then Amazon just keeps that money. If you use the subscription, then LRN gets a couple bucks from it. So do you want Amazon to keep the money, or do you want them to send it to us? It's up to you. Go to twitch.lrn.fm, scroll down below the video window, and you'll find some instructions on how to do that there. And we certainly appreciate you taking the time, because I realize it does take a little bit of time to link the accounts. But once you've done that, it's actually not that long, but once you've done it, then it's super easy to assign that subscription to us every single month from there on out. Let's go to Robert. He's in Vermont and listening to us on our Discord server. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Ben what his feelings were about the barter system. Because I heard you guys talking about, you know, the different, you know, the currencies and stuff like that. It seems like the barter system is really popular. Would you agree?
I mean, I think all trade is fundamentally barter in one way or another, but I mean, it is pretty difficult to do the unit of, so money has the three functions of a store of value, a means of exchange, and then the last one is a unit of account. And I think that that's probably the most important one for a big currency, whereas I kind of have a pretty good idea of what one U.S. dollar is worth kind of in my head. I have a good idea of how much groceries I can get for 100 U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. That starts to get really hard when you get into the barter system, because then I have to sort of keep that count for every single good that I might be wanting to trade. So you end up, I think when you start with barter, you very quickly end up with, just because it's more efficient, people finding some good within the market that they can do a good unit of account that everybody kind of knows.
Like you were talking about, the cigarettes in prison.
Cigarettes. I mean, there's a reason why we call it clams. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why we call, why we say shelling out. They used to use wampum here. I mean, right here in New England, wampum.
Or shells.
Yeah, shells. That was legal tender in the colonies, actually. It was the Native American money. So people eventually find something, because the unit of account part is just way too hard in the barter system.
Barter is a relic.
Yeah.
It's a relic. It went out for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I guess I got my question answered.
There you go. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing
from you.
Yep, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I remember, Mark, when we first started doing Free Talk Live, there was the International Barter Exchange.
Yes.
In Sarasota, Florida.
Yep, there's also ITEX, which is a national version of that.
And it was always just, you know, kind of a clunky system that's kind of existed to help people barter and come up with, you know, arrangements of barter, but it was still a mess, and it was never really an easy system to use. It was never slick. It was never really attractive in any way. It was like, if you really want to barter, this helps you do it, but who really wants to barter?
No, I don't.
One thing I can tell you as the guy who sells radio ads for Free Talk Live and has done it for, 16 years now, is that when we come up, hey, let's barter that out, you know, because you can do that with radio ads.
In radio, we call it trade, but
Let's trade that out. And basically, you trade radio ads to the person for whatever. You have to walk in talking about a huge discount just to get the attention of somebody. I can't walk in and say, hey, let's trade radio ads for, you know, I don't know, a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
At full rate.
They're going to be like, just not interested. If I walk in and say, hey, I'll give you double rate, then they'll pay attention to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you twice as many radio ads as this Harley's worth, and then they'll start paying attention. And maybe you have to negotiate up, or maybe you have to come up with something else, whatever it might be, and, you know, you go from there. But we've done that.
Amazingly, I just checked, Mark. The International Barter Exchange still exists down there in South Florida.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go to, so they're still hanging on. Still, I guess, creating enough value in the marketplace for people. But it's just more of a, oh, that's cute. Oh, that's neat.
Right.
Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, we have these speed trailers that registers your speed. Now it has a camera on it.
Oh boy, what's that? What's that for?
Well, it's supposed to alert the police and trigger them to come out, because the camera will record the car's speeding. It will record it instead of just like letting you know what speed you're doing. And everybody speeds and carry on, like, who cares? But you know what I'm talking about. It just shows what speed they are, but it's going to have a camera
So does that mean they're going to be issuing tickets?
Well, no, the camera itself, the live officer will come out if it triggers a high alert. If there's a bunch of speeders that they're registering, they'll come out in a couple of days, and actually the live cops will issue out the ticket. But I'm excited that this is a prelude to a speeding ban and eventually red light cameras.
But no? Wait, didn't you already, and for listeners that don't know, Sarah's been calling the show for a few years now, pretty much every night. But didn't you used to call about speeding vans in Albuquerque? Haven't you already had that and they got rid of them or something?
So speeding vans are in the next city, Rio Rancho. They're the next city. They have eight of them.
Oh, so you've been salivating over the idea of getting speeding vans. So you love the fact that they're nearby, but they're not in Albuquerque. And now you're saying this is going to be the next step. This will be what leads them to getting permanently, you know, kind of placed speeding vans or whatever.
Can you tell me what a speeding van is? I've never heard of a speeding van.
Can you tell them, Sarah?
What we got now is a speed trailer. It just shows you what speed you're doing. Now it has a camera. It shows how many speeders they are. But a live officer will come out a couple days later because there's a bunch of speeders.
They're now, a van usually has an officer sitting in it, right?
No, the speeding van, the robocop takes a picture of your license plate. And it issues out a ticket to your house, your mailing address assigned to your car. So the owner of the car gets a ticket in the mail, and it has a picture of your car, and it's a RoboCop.
It's like a red light, like a red light camera, but for speeding.
Basically, yeah.
That's correct.
But they're mobile, I guess, because it's a van, so they could park it wherever they want to do that. So this excites you, Sarah. Are you also excited about the idea of having actual RoboCops, like robotic police officers walking around the streets of Albuquerque?
Well, they have those at airports already. The RoboCops are surveillance in South Korea or something like that.
Really?
And then they have like eight cameras on them. And they record everything, the images are viewed in the police department.
She is very excited about the impending police state. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I just hope most people aren't like you. I hope most people aren't excited by red light cameras. I don't think most people who drive appreciate red light cameras.
No.
Sarah, of course, does not drive. I don't think she ever has driven in her life. She takes the bus. And she's on welfare. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I think it's disability.
Whatever. I think she's on more than one. This is Free Talk Live. We've got time enough for you if you want to join us.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Nothaus. Now Bernard's son, Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching here into the very end of this program. But we still have enough time for you. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vin.
And Mark.
Vin, I appreciate you coming in tonight. I know that you were a little surprised by the fact that it was Tuesday, because you've had your, like you said, you've been buried in programming.
Yes, I have.
As you've been trying, because you run Cointext.io, which we talked about at the beginning of the show. It's an easy way for people to send crypto, specifically Bitcoin Cash and also Dash and Litecoin over text messaging,
mm-hmm.
But that also means that since it's Bitcoin Cash, you've got to do a lot of last minute preparation for this upcoming war that is looming on the horizon here. Literally within a couple days from tonight, there are going to be two sides that are going to be at each other's digital throats in this hash war involving Bitcoin Cash. And since your site involves Bitcoin Cash, you've got to do something about that. You're going to, I imagine, freeze activity for some period of time. Which what's the plan over at Cointext?
No, there's several applications that are Bitcoin Cash centric, and we're calling what we're doing the Switzerland of applications. Basically, what we're doing is there's some, if your transactions were valid basically today,
mm-hmm.
They're still going to be valid, but those are going to be the only ones that our systems are even going to see. So we're going to try to stay up and broadcasting transactions, but no contentious transactions, no transactions that are involved in any way in the war. We just want people who are Bitcoin Cash users now, who are using their same wallets and are trying to move money around. We want to enable you to do it. But my advice for people who own and hold Bitcoin Cash is get it off of the exchanges, get it into a wallet for which you hold your private keys, and just wait this thing out, and let's see what happens. Let's wait for the dust to clear. This is the first hash war that's happened in 10 years since Bitcoin. This is a unique event. It's going to be interesting to watch, and it's definitely going to be studied in economics classes, maybe for centuries. So, and depending on how big Bitcoin gets, it could be a significantly more historic event than any of us even are realizing right now. So, I don't know how this is going to play out. A lot of exchanges are closing down their withdrawal and deposit windows. A lot of apps, applications, and hard cold storage wallets are even shutting down their applications as well. So we're going to try to stay up, and I think that what we've got in place is good. But I would advise everybody to wait this out. If you don't need to trade Bitcoin Cash, don't trade it starting on the 15th.
Starting on the 15th.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. If somebody were to put their Bitcoin Cash on exchanges, because some of the exchanges are saying, hey, if you've got Bitcoin Cash on our exchange, we're automatically going to credit you with this new Bitcoin SV.
But we don't
know
if
you can go trading crazy.
Yeah, we don't know if that's even going to exist. So we,
or if Bitcoin Cash will exist afterwards.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. So part of the threats in the war has been from one side that they're just going to make it impossible for the money to move at all until the other side quits, and that they're willing to – they've literally –
they're going to have to spend a lot of money to do this, right? Like, haven't there been estimates that it will cost – I saw Chris Pacia, I think it was,
Open Bazaar.
From Open Bazaar, thank you, posting online that it's going to cost them like $9,000 per – I don't know if it was hour or per minute or whatever, but there was a certain amount of money that these guys are going to have to spend to do these attacks.
Basically. Yeah, $1 million a day is the number that I've heard with the current hash rate. But if that hash rate goes up, if the hash rate doubles, $2 million a day.
Is this something that – I mean, obviously that's economically insane to do, right? Like, this is just a grudge fight. I mean, for somebody to spend that kind of money – I mean, obviously if the dude's a billionaire, then maybe he doesn't care about – there's this one guy who's apparently bankrolling
ours,
from CoinGeek, I think
CoinGeek,
it was. So, I mean, if he's spending his personal fortune – on a grudge fight like this, how long is he going to really hold out? And we don't know, right? Like,
well,
I'm just asking questions.
So they've got, I think what they're going after, as I understand it, is they have a long-term vision, and their vision is that even if they tank the price, even if they spend all of this money, if how this battle ends is them in control of the development direction, sort of a totalitarian control of the development direction of Bitcoin Cash, that what that is worth in the long term is much more valuable than whatever it is that they're going to spend. And so it may be his personal fortune. I would assume that there are probably some outside investors invested in this. I think that there are some people who print money who probably have some very good incentives in seeing a Bitcoin network go down. And if these guys can prove that they can destroy a Bitcoin network that is 10 times smaller than BTC, the original Bitcoin network, then 10 times more capital, and you may just be able to do this on the big boy. So that could be potentially very valuable to some, I guess, the most wealthy and powerful people in the world.
You're suggesting maybe the governments, the central bankers.
I would say that if they could prove this as a proof of concept, the difference between the BTC network and the BCH network is not that significant technically that this type of thing could not happen on that network as well.
They could certainly take out the other ones, right? There's, another 2,000 cryptocurrencies out there that have a fraction of the hashing power of these bigger
and
networks.
And they already have allies. There's this group called Sharkpool that has already come out that is allied with them, it's friends of theirs, associates of theirs, and they are already saying, join us, we're going to go basically raid the altcoins and we're going to destroy as many of them as we can. So we're in the age of hash wars.
This is a nightmare.
It's a big deal. It's a lot bigger than most people understand.
Yeah.
Most people are not quite savvy to exactly how big this is.
Wow.
This is I don't know what the right, banner week's not the right word. This is a critical week.
A milestone.
It's a horrifying milestone of what could happen here with this. And I mean, I don't want to stoke fear, but I mean, it definitely is a little scary.
It's
here.
Something to pay attention to for sure. Yeah.
If you're into cryptocurrency, you better be paying attention to this. Whether you're in Bitcoin Cash or not, you should pay attention to this, right?
Every proof of work, for sure. Even if you're into the proof of stake coins, everybody should be paying attention to this, because if one of these networks can be taken down by a single actor just because they're well-heeled, getting the capital necessary, if you can prove that you can do this, is not going to be a problem.
All right. right. Ben, you've got your own show.
I do.
It's Destination Unknown.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys talk about crypto much on that show?
We talked about the hash wars on the last episode.
You did? Okay.
So, yeah, so if people want to go and check it out, VinArmani.com, they can go and check it out.
Because I know you described it previously as like a little more esoteric, looking at some interesting theories. And
We got like more into the psychology, and we were talking about specifically the personalities involved. So it's kind of interesting because I've gotten a chance to spend time with all of these people.
Have you?
Yeah. So that part is interesting that I was able to speak to their personalities a bit as well. So,
and ultimately that is the failure of these systems. They're great systems, yep. Right? The cryptocurrency is a wonderful concept, but people, of course, are flawed. And I'm not saying crypto isn't flawed. Surely there's, bugs, but it was made by people.
It's supposed to be immune from the whims of dictators.
Yeah,
and
we'll see.
It might not be.
We will see.
Yeah, time will tell. You're saying hold on for the ride.
Hold on.
If you've got some Bitcoin cash, keep it in a private wallet and don't spend it. Just wait until you hear people are feeling safe again with it. And then maybe on the other end of it, it won't be Bitcoin cash anymore. Maybe it'll be this Bitcoin SV or whoever ends up being the victor in this. Is it possible that we'll see two cryptos emerge from this? Is that a possibility?
It's possible. It's basically a game of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So if right now neither side is blinking, they're both going at each other full blast. But we could see two coins.
Because if they give up, if the attackers, the Bitcoin SV, if they're attacking, and they end up giving up, they're like, all right, we don't want to spend $1 million a day or whatever this is anymore. We're just going to call it and call an end to this conflict. At that point, as long as there's still hash power on the side of Bitcoin Cash, BCH, then there would be two competing cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, but
Bitcoin
I think if the SV side doesn't win this, I think they're going to take their toys and go home. I think that's going to be it. I think they're just basically going to stop mining. They'll sell off their mining rigs. They'll sell off their assets, I think, and just and take off. Because if they lose this, they've put so much on this and so much vitriol, and they've been terrible about it, that if they don't prove that they could win this, they just aren't going to be taken seriously by the market. And they wouldn't be able to profitably mine whatever it is that they're going to try to fork off. So they have to win.
It's fascinating. I will definitely keep you up on this as much as we can, our dear listeners, and keep in touch with us, of course, online over at freetalklive.com. He's Vin Armani from vinarmani.com, and we will see you here tomorrow night online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com, don't forget that, and join our Discord server where you can continue the conversation anytime at discord.lrn.fm.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.